At Farmers Insurance, we know there's a crucial difference between a kick drum pedal and your car's accelerator pedal. Because we covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3. In stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Meaningless Activity. I was actually kind of hesitant to do an episode on 13 Reasons Why, just because, you know, it deals with subjects that are very serious and I'm not a very serious person by nature, but I did watch, I enjoy watching drama, but I'm not into drama, you know what I mean? You know, why is a grown man watching teen drama? Maybe it's because he wants to be prepared for certain things. As a individual who's been through high school, yeah. I mean, a lot of crazy things happen, right, in high school. No one in my class committed suicide. We did have students pass from things like car accidents and cancer and other serious events, but personally I did not go through the loss of someone through them taking their own life, so I don't have any, you know, experience in the field of dealing with things like this. So why not watch a TV show that everybody's talking about? And that's exactly what I did when it came out in March 31st of 2017. You know, there were Best Actress, Golden Globe nominations, but there was a lot of negative responses from people in mental health professions as opposed, in regards to how graphic the depictions of things such as suicide and rape were. But there are things we need to talk about that do happen, even though there was no rape that I was aware of at my school. I did go to an all-boys school. I don't know if that is the reason. I don't know. But anyway, so reception of the show was actually, majority of it was popular. Metacritic, using their weighted average, gave it a 76 out of 100, which is actually very, very high on Metacritic. Rotten Tomatoes, 80% approval rating, based off of 7.2 out of 10, 51 reviews. Rotten Tomatoes, quote, 13 Reasons Why complements its best-selling source material with a gripping look at adolescent grief whose narrative maturity believes its YA milieu. Oh, boy. I knew I was going to get some bad quotes that I don't like when they use words like that. IGN, who should totally do a review on this, 9.2 out of 10, quote, amazing. A very powerful and hard-hitting series. Ranks among the best high school dramas of the 21st century. Thank you, IGN, for that. Boston Globe, quote, the drama is sensitive, consistently engaging, and most importantly, unblinking. Okay, unblinking. The words they use. Variety magazine, quote, is undoubtedly sincere, but it's also, in many important ways, creatively successful. Okay. All right. You know, when people give reviews, you know, you can't call the show bad, right? I mean, it's not, it wasn't bad at all, of course. The things that happened in it were bad, but it was extremely well done. Entertainment Weekly gave it a B+, calling it, quote, a frank, authentically affecting portrait of what it feels like to be young, lost, and too fragile for the world. All right. Hollywood Reporter also praising, quote, an honorably mature piece of young adult adaptation. All right. Very well acted show. It's got the kid from Goosebumps in it. You know, whenever I watch a show, I'm like, where do I know that guy from? Or where do I know that guy from? Where do I know that lady from? This was the kid from Goosebumps, the movie. And I didn't recognize anybody else, really, right? Which is good, which is what you want to see. You know, you want to see new faces, especially with Netflix original shows. I think that's something that is important. You know, it's a great stepping stone, obviously. And season one was... it was great. I mean, you know, it kept you on the edge of your seat. You wanted to know all the reasons why. Who, you know, lay... not necessarily blame, but... some sort of reason why the tragic end, which took place at the beginning, happened. And it was done very well. I think that the use of tapes, I mean, it was just, you know, it was very intriguing. It was something that really was different. And that's also something that we come to expect from Netflix originals, something different. But then that all gets kind of ruined in the second season. Not good. Not good ratings. You know, we saw the other one did, you know, 80s, right? You know, 8 out of 10 kind of stuff. Rotten Tomatoes season 2, 27%. Oh, no. The site's critical consensus states, quote, by deviating from its source material, 13 Reasons Why can better explore its tenderly crafted characters. Unfortunately, in the process, it loses track of what made the show so gripping in the first place. Okay. Which is true. I mean, you know, it was... they could have found other tapes or something. Completely focused on sexual abuse in the second season. And, you know, I couldn't relate to the first one, right? And I totally couldn't relate to the second one. Yeah, season two was very, very disappointing on a lot of reasons. You found out Hannah was keeping some things from us, the viewer, and from anyone listening to the tapes, because we didn't know the whole story. And I thought the timing was well. They did it during that break where he was out of the picture. So, you know, she had some reasons to be happy, I thought. You know, you're watching season two and you're like, there was some good in your life, and it's too bad you didn't see that. And we saw it in season two. And, you know, I was kind of left with some sadness that, you know, it wasn't... she couldn't see it, you know? I wasn't too happy about it. I didn't leave the show happy. And then they ended up doing, you know, the almost school shooting thing at the end. I don't know. A lot of people thought many of the scenes in the second season were, quote, unnecessary, quote, traumatizing. Everybody in the cast defends it, saying, quote, truthful stories about things that young people go through in an unflinching a way as we can. That's what they said. We wanted to make, you know, they want it to be in your face because that's the only time that people get real about stuff. Well, I don't think I'm going to, you know, enjoy season three. I enjoyed season one. Season two made me rethink what I'm going to watch coming up this year.
Critics agree. Dora and the Lost City of Gold is the family film you've been searching for.
Go get it!
It's packed with action, full of surprises, and will knock your boots off.
The discovery of a lifetime.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold. Rated PG. Now playing.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.